Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Hi again, everybody. Friday, the 16th of October.
Halfway through the month. And we think we've gone far enough without the assistance of our small helper, who is away with the trophy train. And so today we're going to try and hire someone to take his place. And is that someone here now?
Yes, I am.
This is George Tiny. What was the last name?
Fields.
I wonder if you'd come over here, Tiny. Tiny, of course, is a kind of a joke nickname because this man stands, I would say, just under 7 feet tall. Is that right? Speak right out now.
That's right.
And you are known, of course, in the show business as a giant.
Yes, I've had a lot of nicknames.
Would you speak up a little bit, because we want everybody to hear you and see whether this interview marks you as the one we've done.
What's that? What is that?
Oh, just a little.
What is it?
Just a little joke with the sound effects.
The bottom rate bird, sir, that's all.
A bird?
Yes, we have a bird as a mascot.
Oh, gee, that's scary.
Well, he's in the cage. He won't do it. Come over, Tiny, a little bit closer here. What experience have you had as a professional giant? I presume you must have had some.
Well, not too many. I've carried sandwich boards in various cities.
You certainly don't have to walk on stilts, that's something. See, what we're looking for is a man here who can seat the audience when they come in, get them in the proper places according to their size, so they'll all be able to see the show. Have you done anything like that?
I've never attempted it. I'm sure I can do it, though, if you... Is the money any good? Because
well,
I have to pay extra for shoes.
What size shoe do you wear?
15.
Pretty big size.
Oh,
it's all right. That's just
that bird scared. I don't know.
He's taking an instant dislike to you, I think.
Well, he's probably getting.
But he's not. He won't hurt you. I tell you, let's have a little audition here. How would you line up the audience when they come in? Would you show
all
us?
All right. Okay, audience, would you please?
Well, they can't hear you if you're going to talk that way. You've got to talk real loud.
Audience, would you please sit down and take one seat. I think that's the fairest way. Oh, please sit down.
Can't you kind of live up to your size? I mean, if you scare them, we found it does a lot of good.
Well,
if they sit down and they're scared, they laugh better.
Well, I'll try that if you could let some real people in.
Well, they're all in here now. They're just sitting there looking
those
at
real
you.
People?
Yes.
Well, they sit there just like rocks.
Well, I'm afraid...
I'm sorry. I didn't know
these people
were real. I thought it was all a kind of a backdrop.
No, they're real people. You thought they were painted there, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought they were painted there.
Tell you what we'll do. You come in next Monday, and we'll let you actually seat the audience and get them in good shape for the show, all right?
Thank you very much, Father Ray.
And if it works out, you'll be one of our staff. Thank you, audience, for treating him so well.
No applause, please. We don't have time for that.
He's a big man.
Sure is. Yes, sir. Yeah, I guess our show is becoming fairly famous
it
now.
It is, yeah. We have an audience regular, I noticed.
So I was going to say, and that's always a sign of a famous show, is when one person shows up every single day for the program.
Yeah, he hasn't missed a day since we started here, either.
And we're speaking of that pleasant-looking man smoking a pipe out there. And I think such patience as he's shown shouldn't go unrewarded. Let's find out a bit about it, shall we?
You, sir, would you come up here, please? That's right.
I thought you'd ask me up sooner or later. Not that I have anything much to say.
Well, when you get right down to it, sir, who really has anything important to say, huh?
That's the way I feel.
Could we know your name, please?
Gerald Drapeau, Drapeaux. Got a little French stock in me for added spice.
Mr. Drapo, as our first regular, why do you come here every day? We've wanted that.
Well, you fellas are pretty good blues chasers, and I'm a pretty good blues chaser myself.
Well, I can see right off you're not a stuffed shirt, Mr. Drapo.
That's right. I feel the same way that you two feel. Say what you like. The chips fall where they may.
Well, what else do you like about us, sir?
Well, a lot of your stuff hits just right on the funny bone. Like that horse you were carting around the country on a train a while back.
Oh, that was a whale, Mr. Drapo.
Makes no difference. Who is the thought behind the thing?
I think we're engaged in kind of a duel here. I think there's something you want.
Me? Me want anything from you fellows? Why, that's silly. No, you two give me priceless hours of fun.
We don't give away money or prizes on the show. You know that, don't you, Mr.
Well,
Drapo?
Well, I'd have to know that. I'm here every day, aren't I?
All right, then, Drapo. Out with it. What do you want?
Ease up, son. I'm just a gent who's getting on a little, and I come here every day because I'd rather be here than anywhere else.
Hey, I think I know what it is. I bet you want to make a speech over our microphone. Is that it?
Well, those things scare me, son. Now, if you don't mind, I'll be getting back to my seat so I can enjoy the rest of your wonderful show.
I'll bet. That fellow wants something, right?
I get that feeling too, Bob. It was just a little too good-natured to be true, you know, too bland. Although you did put it to him that very few people really have important things to say. That remark might very well have set the tenor of your conversation with him, Bob.
Well, let's keep an eye on him anyway. He's shifty.
Incidentally, I forgot to thank you for letting me come on stage. Thank you. I enjoyed our chat very much.
Shut up, Drapo. And now here's a message from the Watchmakers of Switzerland.
Swiss vacation, all you love here, Swiss vacation.
Win a fabulous vacation for two in beautiful Switzerland. Enter the Swiss Vacation Contest. It's easy, nothing to buy. Pick up a free entry blank at a jewelry store or other store that sells quality watches. Then in 25 words or less, complete this statement. A quality watch is the best value because there are 1,000 prizes. First prize, a 21-day vacation for two in Switzerland. You fly deluxe Swiss Air both ways. Visit many colorful places. All expenses paid for two people, plus $500 extra spending money.
Second, third, and fourth prizes, 15-day Swiss vacations for two.
Also, four Minck stoles,
eight Bolex movie cameras and projectors,
12 Hermes typewriters,
160 $100 watches,
812 gala assortments of Tobler Swiss chocolates.
Enter the Swiss Vacation Contest today. Free entry blanks at your jewelry store.
Beautiful.
Drink, buddy.
This is Friday, of course, and it is College Song Say Day, and here with, I hope, some good letters is Natalie Attired.
Well, I have many letters. Incidentally, I've been listening while we were on the road traveling this song talk.
Yeah.
And you have a Mary Magoon here.
Yes.
She sounds a lot like I think I sound.
She does to us, too. You sound very similar, in fact.
She looked much like me. Is
no,
she about my age?
I don't know about the age. She asked the same thing about you last week.
Uh-huh.
She's a little shorter than you are.
Oh, really? She started a fire or something, didn't she?
She had an insurance fire, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought
so. Still on the coast, as far as we know.
Well, good luck to her.
How was the mail this week?
Well, very good. We've had wonderful turnout of mail, and that we almost decided to say O. Henry High from Austin, Texas, because of the nice letter from Mary McPherson.
Yes.
And then we had a South Dakota fight song, and of course, Illinois, and Flushing High in New York.
Well, have you selected one that you can say?
Well, I think we have, we'll say two or three. I'm going to start off.
About the beat, Zach?
That's about it, yes, Eddie. First, I like to say McAllister College, St. Paul 5, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota, McAllister College. Natalie Attired says their song.
This is called the Mac Rouser. We are loyal to dear old Mac, and college spirit we never lack. We always fight to win the game. In every sport, it's just the same. We wave our banners of gold and blue, and to these colors, wherever true, we proudly give an Oski Wow Wow for our dear college McAllister.
Good.
Now, I'd like
salute.
To move along. All right, Eddie. Now I'd like to move along to
another one,
MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh, I bet they've got a good complicated one.
Here we go. wish that I were back again at Tech on Boylston Street, dressed in my dinky uniform, so dapper and so neat. I'm crazy after calculus. I never had enough. It was hard to be dragged away so young. It was horribly off the top. Hurrah for technology, ology, ology, oh. Glorious old technology, ology, 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 ology. Take me back on a special train to the glorious institute. I yearn for the inspiration of a technological tooth. I shun the physical, quizzical prog and chapel and all that. But how I would love to go again on a scientific bat.
All right, Eddie.
Oh, from Washburn High.
Of Minneapolis.
Washburn High, Minneapolis.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. Cheer, cheer for old Washburn High. You bring the whiskey and I'll...
Wait a minute now. I don't think that's...
We'll send the sophomore out for gin.
No. I think two is enough for the day anyway.
All right. Well, I was beginning to think I was taking much too much time.
All right. That's very good. If any of you other college folks or high schools either would like to have Natalie say your song, send her the words, and as she did today, she will do another one or two next week, next Friday.
All right.
L.A. has something to say about Fitch.
Well, don't we have a little E.T. first with it? No? Okay. All right, stand back then, everybody. Here I come with a commercial. Say, if dandruff dulls your hair and leaves your scalp itchy, please listen. You can get rid of annoying dandruff so fast today, no one should suffer any longer. With Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes. It's the quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. And besides that, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Simply apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet your hair, rub in 1 minute. Now this way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water. Lather for 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. And then rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes, with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. And while removing dandruff, Fitch can also brighten hair up to 35%. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, brighten hair, to use Fitch regularly, get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
I think that went very well. And I think we have time today to just devote a minute or so to talking about the upcoming Bob and Ray Mystery Bus Ride. And to announce that anyone would like to take part in it, we'll have the chance come November. It's November 2nd, isn't it?
It was supposed to be later than that, but we're afraid the roads and all. Yeah, November 2nd will be the mystery ride. I don't know where we're going to go this year, but indications are that it will be towards northern New York.
See, what we do is everybody who qualifies and pays the small fee meets us at a designated spot, and we get into the bus, and the shades are pulled down. And only the bus driver...
With you gentlemen on that.
Well, you have to file an official entry blank with us. We haven't got them printed yet, but we'll have them soon.
Do you have a seat that I could stretch out on?
Well, they're very comfortable buses, yeah.
Well, you know, but I'm 8 feet tall.
If they're crowded, I don't know whether we could take you along or not, Tiny. It's debatable. Okay. But you're going to be here Monday anyway.
Yes.
I didn't jump at you. Were you...
That's right.
So if you want more information about that, keep listening and we'll have it.
Okay, and then won't we have the answer to 8 down on Sunday's crossword puzzle in just 10 seconds?
That's a four-letter word meaning well-behaved, and the word is good.
That G-O-O-D?
Right.
Good. Till Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to ride if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Radio Network.